Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. It's been a while. I have been busy doing different things, such as learning how to make books and making books. And today I'd like to talk about a Islamic binding I made, which you can see pictures of over at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. The Islamic binding, as you know, has a flap that goes around the foredge, which protects the foredge from dirt and grime and dirty fingers and sand and wind and rain, and it can also be used as a bookmark. Attaching it to the end paper and the cover has been a challenge. I think I'm getting better at it. I've also learned how to cut the bookboard so that it matches right up close to the foredge when you close it. And now I am experimenting with putting magnets in the flap and the front cover so that when you close it, it closes nicely. I have not done that. I have not perfected that yet. I'm still working on it. It's kind of fun. And the other thing I did not too long ago was I made a cover to see if I could make a cover. I made the cover and then I tried, and then I didn't try. I did. I cut paper to that size and I cut about 50 pages. Which would be about 200 pages if it's folded over. And I'm going to put the short history of papermaking in that book. I'm doing research for that, and then I'm going to put it on InDesign and print it out and put it together. So for that reason, I've been reading a lot about Chinese history and Islamic history. And of course, it's the Muslims of Spain that introduced papermaking to Europe. They got it from the Muslims in Damascus and that area of the Middle East. And of course, they got it from the Chinese. It took about 700 years for the paper to get from Middle East to Europe. And it arrived just before Gutenberg needed it. So good timing on Gutenberg's part. You can read more about that at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, but thanks for dropping by. There's no drama today because I have to go to a meeting. So, thanks for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon.